Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here is the top news of today, April 30th, 2021. There should be no clampdown on citizens seeking help on the presumption that they are raising false grievances on the internet, the Supreme Court said today, terming the second wave of COVID-19 cases as a national crisis. A bench headed by Justice D.Y. Chandrachud said, and I quote, "There should be free flow of information. We should hear voices of citizens," unquote. The bench also asked the center, states and all DGPs not to take any action against anyone posting a shortage of oxygen, beds or doctors as spreading rumor. "If any action is taken against such posts by citizens in distress, we will treat it as contempt of the court," the bench also comprising Justices L. Nageshwara Rao and S. Ravindra Bhatt said. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal tested positive for COVID-19 today. Baijal said he has mild symptoms and has been isolating himself. This year's T20 World Cup could be moved to the United Arab Emirates if the COVID-19 crisis does not subside in India, according to the Board of Control for Cricket in India, or BCCI. The governing International Cricket Council said this month it was sticking to hosting the event in India, but had backup plans without specifying an alternative location. BCCI General Manager Dheeraj Malhotra told the BBC yesterday that it would be the UAE. Noted jurist and former Attorney General Sori J. Sorabji passed away today after contracting COVID-19. He was 91 years old. Sorabji and his wife Zina tested positive for COVID-19 a few days ago. Zina is undergoing recovery, but Sori unfortunately succumbed to it, sources told Deccan Herald. President Ramnath Kovind, Chief Justice of India N.V. Ramanna, and other eminent persons paid tribute to the senior advocate. Born on March 9, 1930 to a Parsi family, Sori was known as a champion of freedom of speech and expression. He served as the Attorney General from 1989 to 90 and then from 1998 to 2004. Sori had been honored with the Padma Vibhushan for his immense contribution for the defense of the freedom of speech and expression and for the protection of human rights. He has held several offices in organizations of national and international repute. That's it today from the newsroom. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family, and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the all-new Deccan Herald app. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/deccanheraldnews. Take care and have a great evening.